Welcome to Leveling Up with Lindsay, the podcast where we dive into leadership, small business, and everything in between. I'm Lindsay, your host and the proud owner of White Peony Boutique, a space created to empower women, build confidence, and foster meaningful connections. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a mom, a friend, or someone just looking for a little inspiration, this is your space to feel seen, supported, and inspired. Join me as we share stories, strategies, and a little bit of life's chaos while navigating what it truly means to level up in starting a business, relationship, and personal growth. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfy, and let's level up together. All right, friends. This is not your typical episode today. I have a little surprise for Autumn as we are going to pick questions out of our bowl. This is real time. I have not even looked at these. I asked ChatGPT for a bunch of questions for the two of us and we're going to answer them live here with you. Cool. Just as something different. We're going to get real. We're going to be raw. It might be funny. It might not be. So Abby is going to set a timer here for us and we have 10 minutes. Yep. We're going to get through questions. We're going to go as fast as we can to make sure this isn't boring for all of you. And we'll see where this goes.
Okay. All right. You should do the honors first.
I'm going to pick a question and then I don't know. We'll probably just both ask or one of us, however we feel. Okay. What's one guilty pleasure you're not actually guilty about?
Oh, that would be Kind ice cream bars. I don't feel 1 ounce of guilt because they're delicious and they're semi-nutritious. Not nutritious, but
in food, I love Chipotle and I don't feel guilty about it. I was going to say naps at first for me, but I kind of do feel guilty sometimes, sometimes not because I've given myself my to-do list. I conquered everything.
Yeah.
So I'm napping. So get out of my way.
And this is me giving you all permission to buy ice cream Kind bars. They're so good. They taste like Snickers bars, but better. One. All right. Ready? What advice would you give your younger self today?
I think we talked about this on our podcast episode, but you are enough. Ooh. I've been a struggling perfectionist since I was little, and that is something that I would tell myself then up until today. It's just something, right?
Yeah.
What about you?
I think I would tell my younger self almost the same thing, but truly just finding her authentic voice in the beginning is just be you.
That's a good one for you.
Yeah.
That's a really,
it's just to be me.
Your authentic voice from the beginning is enough. Okay. What's something you're learning about yourself right now?
I am a yes girl and I fill a lot of my moments in time with more things. And I am learning to step back and relax a little bit and to set boundaries and to say no. And that is actually way harder than I thought.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I love that.
Yeah.
When was the last time you felt deeply proud of yourself?
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to answer this one. We can look in, but so you can think about it. You know that as a high achiever, it's kind of been a difficult journey for me to sit and be like proud because I do struggle with imposter syndrome. But when I sit down and I look at how our culture is here at White Peony, how close-knit our team is, and what we've done over the last 7 years, it is crazy to think we've had 7 years. I'm to my core proud. And I'm proud for starting this damn podcast because I never thought I would fit that in. I never thought it would touch me like or like really hone in on like what makes me me. And I think those are two things. But
I just want you know, and I just want to keep reminding everyone that I sparked this idea many years ago and said, you should do a podcast. Here we are.
You did.
I would say, I already forgot the question. To be honest.
What is something you're deeply proud of?
Oh, yeah. I'm deeply proud of, this is cheesy, my kids. I think I've grown a lot in ways that I just didn't expect. I think I didn't even realize my true personality and who I was until I came here. So I think it's really been like figuring out who I am and like being okay with like, that is me and that's okay.
I could not love that more.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm proud of that.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of me.
This one I actually just read when you were talking. I was like, oof. And this is a weird because I had an immediate response that I've never, ever, ever said out loud. So what's something you're currently healing from and letting go of?
Ooh.
Do you know what yours is?
You go first.
I cannot believe this came to mind immediately, but it's narcissism from others. What?
Yeah.
That's deep. Honestly, and it is something that I think I hold under my chest and it affects me, even if it's not on a daily basis, it is something that has deeply triggered me to my core.
Yeah.
In a few different ways.
Yeah.
Family, teacher, like I think of a few different things and I'm like, Wow. I can't believe that's the first thing that came to mind. Yeah.
I think, and still kind of rolling off the same spectrum that I've been on, is like healing from the little me that never felt accepted. I always felt like an outsider, didn't want people to know the real me. So I'm still healing for, I'm still learning to be okay with being the messy person I am, you know?
Good. Very good. What's one thing that makes you feel brave?
You know, actually, this is something that I talk to my son about a lot. He struggles with anxiety, and I tell him all the time about the things that I do, the events we hold, the people that I talk to. I tell him, like, I'm scared all the time, and it's okay to be scared. But I think it's showing up even in those scared moments and looking back and being like, hey, you know what? I showed up.
You did.
And so showing up even in the hard times, I think, is something that I hold dearly, because I think that's partly what makes me who I am. Because I still get nervous. I don't have like the sweats or anything, but you still get like, ooh, but it's like, it's almost one of those things that like fuels your fire where you're like, that means something. Like when you get that nervous energy, I always tell my son, the nervous butterflies are the same as excitement. It's how you choose to look at it.
Oh, someone said that. They flipped their script.
Yep.
Were we together when we listened to this?
No, my therapist told me that.
Oh, that's funny. My daughter and I went to a D1 softball clinic, mm-hmm. and one of the athletes said, you're competing with the highest level. And she said, there is not a day. You are not doing it right if you don't come in completely full of nerves, right? Mm-hmm. You're not doing it right because you know you're up against the best of the best. But she goes, what I've learned to do is trigger that from anxiety to excitement.
Yes.
You said the same thing.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay, for me, one thing that makes me feel brave is when I do reflect and I think, like, even starting this business or starting the podcast, when I don't have all the answers, like when I'm going against my perfectionism, and it's like you don't have to have it all figured out, and you go up against all of the people who do not think you can do it or have a doubt in the way they look at you,
yeah.
or in the way they talk to you or question kind of what the next thing or plan or idea is. There has been a lot of that in my entire journey, even from when I was at my previous career. Well, that just looked at you like, huh? And it's like keeping true to who you are is brave.
Yes.
When everyone thinks you're not going to be able to do something or they question your ability and you do it anyway.
I love that. I'm really glad I get to ask you this question because I wanted to bust out laughing. If you had to wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be?
And you know exactly what it is.
I already know.
What is it?
It's either going to be the Rennie or pair of like soft shorts, like the Tenley or the Carlas.
Yes.
Amen. With a tank.
Yeah, that's my summer fit right there.
You guys, catch her every other day in either one of those.
I like to be comfortable.
Or if I'm a business. Or a blazer.
Yeah,
blazer. So that's a good blazer.
It's either
moment.
Like I'm like my Tenley soft shorts with anything or a straight up business casual blazer and pants or throw in some leggings.
Yeah.
You know, I own a boutique and sometimes I need to give myself.
And her leggings are ragged some days.
Fashionist.
Guys, like get yourself a new pair.
I have holes in like my tennis shoes and Autumn's like, Lindsay, you own a boutique.
It's
put yourself together.
Get
and I
with
think
it.
It's like
you're a walking billboard. They want to look at you and say, ooh.
And then my leggings, I'm like, I'm not throwing these away. My dog put a paw print, like mark in my leggings. She's like, you own
retire
a boutique.
It.
Grab a new pair of
retire
leggings.
It.
I was like, I don't want to.
She's stubborn, everybody.
What is yours? Because there's nothing the same. You do such
what?
A great job
a
of
hat.
Just mixing. Oh,
I
yeah.
love a good okay, hat. Shout out to a good trucker hat.
Yep. Hat. What's a moment lately that made you tear up in a good way?
Ooh.
In our latest podcast episode.
That is a great question. Tear up in a good way. I think, honestly, there's been a lot of moments in simple moments with my kids where like I'm just watching them be like, even when it's just those two and they're actually getting along, I'm like, this is what it's all about. All the fighting they've had all day for this small window of time where they are beautiful. Wow. Yeah.
This is a deep one. I don't, or not deep. Are you a sunrise or sunset kind of girl?
Ooh, I think I'm a sunset to be honest. You know what? Because I can get the vibes
you're
of
a sunrise.
Sunrise person with a cup of coffee. Sounds amazing.
But think of like your workouts.
What if you
and
have to like, what if it interrupts my morning? You know what I mean? My morning routine.
You are, in my mind, I'm like,
Evening.
Because sunset for me is like my decompress. I've been lately bike riding a little bit.
Yes.
On a walk, a little mini run, being outside. When I can go home from work, sit and be, and I watch the sunrise come down, or if we're so fortunate to be on vacation.
Yeah.
The morning sunrise.
Yeah.
Is more of like powerhouse.
Yeah.
Wake up, bring it on.
Get your...
We're gonna
if I knew
world.
That the sunrise did not disturb my rest of my morning routine, yeah.
So your sunrise.
Yeah.
Because
I'd make time for it. Block that.
Okay, you
ready? Do 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 do. Okay.
Oh boy.
This is weird.
I'm scared.
Who would you play in a movie and why?
Who would I play in a movie?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is that like a character or an actual actress? Because I am terrible at both.
I'm going to play a Disney princess because...
That is you. Yeah, you're right.
I want to be a Disney princess because I love romantic movies.
Yeah.
I love thoughtfulness. I'm as simple as they come and I'm as independent.
Yeah.
And like I do my own thing. Like I'm independent. I have a to-do list and all things. But
which
secretively,
Disney princess?
I want to be a Disney princess.
Like which one? Who are we thinking? Who are we vibing with the prince? Are you a Rapunzel that has a frying pan and is kind of playing hard to get?
Oh, 100%.
But then,
I'm Rapunzel.
Like, yeah.
Tink.
Yeah.
With the prince.
But he is kind of a like a baddie and then turns good. So, like, are you into that?
Probably. I'm Rapunzel.
Shoot.
What about you?
I think I'm...
We're talking Disney princess or who would you play?
I don't think I'm a Disney princess at all. Who would I play? I'm thinking, like, Hunger Games. I'm just... like, Katniss? It's my vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Okay. When do you feel the most you?
Ooh, that's a great question. When I feel the most me is honestly on a boat with my family. Or like with your girlfriends when you can just be silly and let go and talk about weird stuff and just like vent.
I agree with that. What is it about? I'm like a water girl myself.
Yes.
There's something that would be true joy when it comes to like water sports and there's water and I can't not just become a kid again.
We're Moanas.
We're Moana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I had a pick.
You want
a
pick?
Yep.
Pick.
Ready? Here it is. Here it is.
Mine's fun.
Why am I getting movie ones? If your life right now was a movie, what would the title be?
I don't freaking know. I don't.
That is a terrible movie line.
Yeah, that's,
I don't
know.
Freaking know. That sounds about right.
If there's a movie called that.
I don't freaking know.
What about for you?
Ducks Gone Wild.
Is that a
Silly
movie?
Goose on the Loose?
Because
that
of
would
your
be.
Ducks.
Yeah.
That makes sense. If you had a day off with zero responsibilities, what would you do?
You guys, I'm not going to lie. Taking for granted things without children is like, even the most mundane things sound amazing. Like going to the grocery store or going to Target. But you know what I did go to, which everyone should go? Zen Head Spa.
Oh.
I will be back.
I would love to try one of those.
10 out of 10 recommend.
I just got a gift card from a good friend. And a really
you
good
need
knowledge.
To go. She's amazing. And I would do that again. I'd get a massage. I would go for a walk without a time limit.
You know, when you say zero responsibilities, are we talking like financial also?
Oh.
Because you're right. I would get like a 3-hour massage.
100%.
I would go get a pedicure
the limit.
With a 3-hour, a 2-hour foot massage. I don't even know. I would have the most delicious martini outside, beautiful weather, little breeze,
boy.
And actually plunk me on a boat.
Oh, take me into a boat.
I think
absolutely.
This is like dream.
But I want to be a passenger princess. I don't want to drive it. I want to just
live. Just be.
Yeah.
What song would you play every time you walk into a room?
Oh, shoot.
I'm going to say Cover Me in Sunshine because I just love the sun.
Okay.
You guys, it's
cloudy. I was thinking
today,
like some 90s hip hop or rap, but. Then I was thinking Spice Girls.
I don't.
So that's kind of where
I went on.
Yeah.
Yes, that's you. You know, the Cover Me in Sunshine song actually stuck in my head since the day that we did that runway because it really meant, and this is like kind of cheesy, but it really meant that much to me.
Yeah.
So like that song, when it comes on, instantly brings me back to those feelings of like overcoming. and feeling so good. Yeah,
I love that.
And I didn't. The reason I said that song in the beginning is because it's dreary here and cloudy, and I just want sun to vitamin D.
Do you know what other song I just thought of? Kelly Clarkson. Nothing can make us stronger. That's another one.
Amen. To
Amen.
That. Okay, you pick.
Okay. What is one thing you wish more people knew about your heart?
Oh, we are far past the 10-minute limit.
Shoot.
What is one thing we wish people knew more about your heart?
Mm-hmm. I would say I am one of the...
I know what I'm going to say.
I would say loyalty and empathy are probably the biggest things about my heart. I will fight. If you call me at 2 a.m, I wouldn't even ask questions. I would be there.
I think, honestly, I really, truly, before you even said that, I would choose that for you. But I also kind of think that would be a thing for me.
100%.
But I also, I have a lot of empathy. And I think because of my positions or owning a business, sometimes you're like, gosh, she is strong. I have a very soft heart because I always want to give back to others. I always want to go above and beyond for like my team, my family.
Yeah.
I put up this very strong front and honestly, I just have a whole lot of love.
Yeah.
A whole lot of love. That's got to be a song.
It's probably.
All right. Well, listen.
Well, sorry. It's not 10 minutes.
Yeah. It was 18 actually. And that was a mix of, it got a little bit deeper. I didn't know if it was fun, deep. I was like waiting for the funny questions, but I didn't really see much in there.
Two movie ones.
So anyways, that was real. It's crazy how one question can kind of spark a story.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how we bring up song and movie and we can't think of anything.
Literally.
And on
worst.
A normal day, we can.
Yeah.
Like we come up with
too
all,
much
the,
pressure.
All the songs. But you know what? This is just a perfect example. Life doesn't have to be serious, it doesn't have to be perfect. We're just here to be. And this is just a little something, especially sitting in the boutique here.
A little messy.
A little messy. A messy middle. So, you guys, thank you for watching this. And next time.
This is us signing off.
Until next time.
Let's get it.
Thank you for listening. If you found this information helpful, please share it with a friend. If you're looking for more information on the topics we covered, please head to the show notes below. And if you wouldn't mind leaving a 5-star rating and review, this would help this mission and our journey to get started. Let's make today and every day an opportunity to level up. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep striving, and keep making a difference.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.